Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Right.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And I have with me, of course, Nicole Marie. Again,
morning,
happy early
Carrie.
Morning.
Yes.
First
good morning.
Hour.
Happy morning. Yes.
Yes. I want to say that folks have always talked to us, Nicole Marie, about morning routines, and we do a
right.
lot of talk here on the Hair Radio Morning Show about,
yes,
you know,
we
do each day, and, you know, things that help to inspire and aspire. And I think the affirmations, I think they really seem to land.
Yes,
and
do.
It seems to resonate so much with folks.
Very important,
and
yes.
I want to talk, you know, let's give folks a little, you know, positive, great quote or some kind of way to, you know, if we did the Let Your Spirit Soar, which really
right.
was all about positivity and great affirmation. So I'm going to turn it over to you this morning to you know, introduce our great affirmation talk.
Thank you,
Nicole
Carrie.
Marie, you've got it.
This morning, this affirmation really, really touches me. It's very inspirational, and I've kind of taken it very personal. And I hope it does the same for you as well. Strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break. It's about how much you can endure after you've been broken.
We'll repeat that one more time. Yes, repeat
okay.
that.
Okay. Strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break. It's about how much you can endure after you've been broken.
And why does that resonate so much with you, Nicole Marie?
Because it's more about after you've been broken, not giving up and being able to hang in there, being able to push through, endure through whatever it is, whatever storm that you've gone through. It's more about picking up the pieces and getting yourself going, keeping yourself going, being able to keep moving and just endure through whatever situation it is that you have gone through, that you may be going through after the fact. Not so much like the first part says, you know, strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break, but it's after you've been broken, you being able to pick yourself up and keep moving, keep going. That was just very key to me and very just touched me and just very personal to me because it's after you've been broken, after you've already gone through the storm, you have to keep on going. That's where your strength lies, in being
exactly.
able to keep going and persevere and just continue.
And for me, when it comes to, you know, what makes us strong, I'm always, because my mom always, those were her words, be strong. So I so live by those words every day. And I learned along the way, just like this really is saying, you can fall down, but get up.
Yes.
It's okay.
Always,
it's okay.
Always get up. Yes.
Get up.
And in life,
really
we're
going
to do that. There are things throughout life that knock us down. But
yes.
Get back up and try
right.
and
no.
try again. Keep moving.
Exactly. Don't let anyone ever talk you out of that.
Yes.
Okay. You know, for me, and I'm sure for you, Nicole Marie, and for our fans and so forth, you know, we have to learn. That's why we do the getting back up. It's
yes.
in the falling down that we actually learn, and those
yes.
are the lessons that really teach us. And that's where your strength is developed.
Where your strength lies. Yes.
That's where it lies, and that's where you find out how strong you are.
Yes.
So
yes.
great
to know that you can keep moving. Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
Me
love
too.
It.
That was that's a tough one. Yes, I love that as well. We're gonna have to put this over in the Hair Radio online community. So please
great.
Do that before we, yeah, so folks can go there and see that, because that's something you
yes.
don't want to forget. All right. Great affirmations. We will continue to bring you these affirmations right here on the Hit Radio Morning Show. Listen, we are talking about hair and beauty and community on the Hit Radio Morning Show. So up next, now she is all about entrepreneurship and helping to support your own community. And we play this every day to help inspire folks as well. We're talking about the one and only Maggie Anderson Peace. So stay with us, and she's up next.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
The problem is that folk don't know what they got until it's gone. They don't know what it is that you bring to their life until you exit. They don't know how much you be saving them, just spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the amount of pressure that you relieve from them and from their life from simply being there, picking up the slack, answering the calls, doing this and doing that. They don't understand that until you stop. And the moment that you stop and you let life go ahead and hit them, then all of a sudden here they come. They running you down. They calling you. They texting you. They trying to do everything up under the sun to finesse their way back into your life. There they go with their sweet voice. Now they sending you the creeps, the little crazy text messages trying to remind you of how things used to be. I don't care. I don't care. And I don't care. I'm out the door now. I'm outside. I get what y'all say. I'm outside with it. I don't want what I used to want no more. I don't want to be there no more. I'm no longer interested. Your access is denied.
Hi everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine, we're making Black progress together.
Honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because mm-hmm. it's the proximity that has power over them yeah. instead of them having power over their proximity. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you I'm comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business. Yeah. Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So
you didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I didn't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I yeah. should get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today for the very first time. She's from New York, and I have to say, she's got a lot going on here and you're going to find out all about it. It is my great honor to welcome Miss Monet Everett. Now, she is a celebrity hairstylist and founder of the Texture Style Awards. We're going to find out all about it on today's broadcast. Listen, welcome aboard. Welcome, Monet.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we want to jump right on in. We're going to talk a little bit about what goes into being a celebrity hairstylist, if I can get the word out today. So I want to talk about that. But first, you have a couple things going on that's really big news for our fans. You have an incredible event coming up that I certainly want to get into. And it's right here in my backyard in New York City. And also, you're doing something out there in the way of education and information with classes. So we've got a lot to get into this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Monet, let's jump on in. Now, first, let's get the business out of the way, so to speak. Let's talk about your upcoming event. What can you tell everybody about it?
I'm so excited that Texture Style Awards are back for 2023. It's just such this amazing competition. It's the first and only award show dedicated to celebrating all four hair textures and the artists who slay them. That's straight hair, wavy hair, curly hair, and coily hair. So that's the fun part on its face. But behind the scenes, it's really a diversity and inclusion initiative created to show the beauty in all hair textures, but also to help hairstylists with different educational and skills allow them to be put in positions to get the attention of brands, celebrities, media, correspondents. So many artists ask me, Monet, how did you become a celebrity hairstylist? And I'm like, I had the basics. A lot of people don't know the things that go on behind the scenes for how these artists are able to turn themselves into businesses and brands. Texture Style Awards starts you on your way to make sure that you are able to do what you'd like to do beyond the chair.
And why is that so important to share that information out there, Monet?
Well, remember when we were all on punishment during COVID and none of us could leave our house?
First off, I didn't even know that was possible.
But the world seemed like it was crumbling around us, and so many things were pointed out, including racial bias and misogyny and the beauty industry. And I really had to sit back and think, what can I do to help? And I realized it's more than people not being given opportunities. Many people are not trained and don't know what to do with the opportunities. They don't understand there's so many foundational skills needed outside of being able to style hair. So one of those foundational skills are being able to style all hair textures. It really saddens me, Carrie, when I see so many artists that can only do one or two hair textures and they're not able to do other types or care for other types of hair. I mean, Carrie, we're professionals, aren't we?
Exactly.
We need to be able to do all hair textures.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, I'm loving this. So the Texture Style Awards, and again, this is, like you said, four hair textures. You're going to cover the span, the spectrum in that, and I think that is absolutely amazing. So now, when is this? Remind everybody again the dates and all that wonderful good stuff.
So the Texture Style Awards ceremony is live in New York on August 13th. You can submit your entries by June 30th, and one thing that people love about my competition is you don't have to have professional photography. You can take your own images of your own models in front of a solid background like a white wall or a piece of construction paper or a brick wall. You just enter into the different categories. There are 10 categories. They're straight, wavy, curly, and coily. You can choose upstyle or downstyle for professionals, and that's 8 categories. And we have 2 categories for students. That's the upstyle category and the downstyle category. But here's the thing. Sometimes artists would like to try other hair textures than they're accustomed to, but they don't have the know-how. So we've got classes for you live and in person in New York City in May and June. We'll be focusing on each of the hair textures, but let me tell you, here's the thing. My sponsors really came for this education hard. We are giving away over $250 in products and tools in the gift bags for coming to the classes. They want to make sure you are well-equipped to take care of all hair textures. Can I share who my amazing sponsors are?
Absolutely. Please, we insist.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, I got the good, good sponsors. I have WeDad, Curls, Wet Brush, and BioIonic. Those are our gold and platinum sponsors. Then we have Moroccan Oil, BioLodge, yes. Raw Luxury by Lauren, Read the Tees, Aveda Arts and Sciences, and Social Art House. These
and guess
are
what?
Life
you can add therapy to that list, my brand. I'll send you out some wonderful discount coupons and all that wonderful good stuff for our product line as well, just to say
oh,
thank
wonderful.
You. Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. That would be amazing.
Absolutely. So this sounds amazing to me, I have to say. So the event, what's been the feedback from the stylists? What have you been hearing? And how are they coming along with their preparation and all of that?
Oh, they are so excited. So many people couldn't believe that I launched this in 2021. We had 350 entries, but
wow,
more importantly, we had 27,000 public votes of people who cared about who won this competition. 27,000. I kept saying, wow, this count must be wrong, and it wasn't. We have our own dedicated platform for you to apply to texturestyleawards.com. So I'm saying that to say I'm not sitting here counting likes and follows on Instagram. Those are cool, but we have our own platform.
Exactly.
Artists are reaching out now saying that they're getting their models together. They're asking me, oh, Monet, I don't know what to do. I can't afford a photographer. And I'm reassuring them that's fine because you don't have to have a photographer.
I
had a great
said that, I almost fell out of my chair. First of all, I love it. And I'll tell you why. We're at a different phase now. We're at a different place, if you will, you know, with regards to all that and promotions and so forth. And everybody is used to seeing images from the phones. It's become acceptable in every
exactly.
which way. So this is
yeah.
something, and you're also saving the stylist money. They don't always
yeah.
have those kind of funds to just, you know, hire a professional photographer. And trust me, I take
exactly.
pictures, I know.
yeah.
So,
it's an undertaking.
Absolutely. Two it thumbs is. Up to you for that. So outstanding. So now texturestyleawards.com, that's where we want to send folks to find out all about this. I'm super, super hyped. And the other thing
yeah.
I wanted to, right? Go ahead, please. I don't want to interrupt you there.
So, yes, that's where you're going to go to find out all the information. I had a young lady ask such a great question yesterday about how to map out her mood board. She really wanted to put some effort into her entry. And my recommendations to her were to look through images that you like. Pinterest is a great place. Instagram.
Yes.
There are so many online overseas publications of hairstyles. Decide
yes.
what you like and you don't like about the style. Decide
mm-hmm.
what texture of hair you want to create the style in. And then decide the shape of the hair. And that is a great starting point. Mm-hmm. I'll give you guys a hint. Most hairstyles are either round, triangle, square, or rectangular. Make sure mm-hmm. that shape is in and it is symmetrical. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also, if you're trying to decide which category to submit your entry in, it is not the hair texture you begin with. It is the hair texture you end with. So if you start
mm-hmm.
with a client and she has naturally coily hair, or as many people like to say, natural hair, and you decide you want to straighten that hair, you want to give it a great blow dry and then put an updo, you're going to enter her into the straight up style category.
Uh-huh.
If your client naturally has straight hair and you want to add some waves to that, now she's in the wavy category. You can put her in the wavy down style or wavy up style category. We want to celebrate your creativity. We're not telling you what to do. We want to be in awe when you present to us the beautiful work that you've created.
Ah, the finished product. Oh, I'm loving it. Okay. Now, when you mentioned about the winners and that they're able to, you know, be taking advantage of the folks that you guys have, you have a lot of amazing partners who will be doing all kinds of things. I also want to toss in the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want to carry some of those incredible winners. They're invited to come here and
interviews
and talk about your incredible event, the Texture Style Awards. We want them to come here and tell us about their experience. Absolutely.
Amazing. I mean, just amazing. It will be wonderful to have them. They will, once they win, they'll be embarking on a new part of their career. Many hairstylists don't know there's so many things you can do in the hair industry beyond the chair. And one of those things are being a media consultant or working with brands as a celebrity artist or a spokesperson. If that's the case, these brands sign you, one, by winning competitions, and two, by your media outreach. So it's so amazing that you have this awesome radio show and you give a voice to so many hairstylists, helping them to take the next step in their career. You're so welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And you're 1,000,000% right, because we talk to folks every day, and we talk to hairstylists who, and quite a few say, listen, well, we love doing hair, but I also want to get from behind the chair, and how can, you know, what else is out there? So what you're doing is incredibly important, and I want to say that. So listen, let me just remind everybody, we'll get everybody up to speed here. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very, very special guest is Monet Everett. Now, she is a celebrity hairstylist, and she's also the founder of this incredible event called the Texture Style Awards. And I just love it. I love all the information. They have their own site at texturestyleawards.com. You need to check them out. And now I want to ask you a little bit, Monet, about your classes. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on the classes so we can send some folks up to take advantage of all of that?
Absolutely. So I'm going to have classes from the end of May into early June, and these classes are awesome for if you want to come out and learn about a particular hair texture, and they can also help you if you decide you want to enter Texture Style Awards, so you're not required. So we'll have two classes per day, one class in the morning where we'll really be working on the fundamentals, styling that hair texture. They will be co-facilitated with myself and another artist. And then the second class, that VIP class, is where we'll really kick up the styling a notch, and we'll focus on how to photograph your own work for the competition. It's going to be really personal. You can ask any questions you like. When I did this in 2021, it was just so emotional because people asked questions about hair textures, and we got to the heart of why they were scared to try to work with hair textures out of their norm. You have to first think and visualize what you're going to do before your heart moves and your hands are able to move. So many times, as we know, hair has more in common than not, but there were mental blocks that artists were having for why they chose not to work with another hair texture. And I want to be really blunt. We're not only calling out white stylists who can't work with curly and coily hair. Right. There are many Black artists who struggle to work with straight and wavy hair. Or let's take it a step further. There are artists who work with curly and coily hair every day in the salon, and they only straighten it or they only do a wash and go. They have not found a way to bring their creativity into working with hair textures. So we say Texture Style Awards because this is not about race. Regardless of who you are, you were born with at least one of the four hair textures, coily, curly, wavy, or straight. I have an aunt. I am a Black woman. I have an aunt whose hair is so straight when she wets it, it doesn't curl up, okay? I have worked with many white clients who have very tight, coily hair. Take race out of it and focus on being the best beauty professional you can be. And let's get out here, win some awards. Oh, did I mention that our sponsors are giving over $250 in gift bags away just for coming to the class? I saw a curling iron in there. I saw shampoos and conditioners. Oh. I saw scrunchies. I saw combs and brushes. I said, are y'all basically paying people to come to the class? What is happening?
This is just a wonderful little added bonus for just,
It is.
How awesome.
They want to make sure that that you're either able to continue to style the clients you have or that you're prepared for more clients. They want to make sure that you are able to style any client of any hair texture, and they're setting you up for success. Carrie, $250 worth of products and tools?
That is amazing.
I said, can I get a gift bag? They're like, you're teaching. I'm saying, yeah, but I need a gift bag because this is amazing right here.
Oh, and I'm loving it. Monet Everett, I'm loving all of this, okay? So now just remind everybody, I know we have the texturestyleawards.com. If there's any place else you want to send folks to check some things out when they have a moment, because this is big, everybody. And remind everybody the dates and all of that. New York City is the place to be, okay, for this. Very important. Okay.
Absolutely. So you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Texture Style Awards. And I want to be really clear, there's no D after texture. So Texture Style Awards on Instagram and Facebook, TextureStyleAwards.com. Come join us live and in person in the classes in May and June in New York City. If you can't come to New York City, we have virtual options as well. So you can watch from anywhere in the world, and you'll check out those classes and be amazed with the things that we do with all of the different hair textures. They will all be represented in the different classes. Your entries for Texture Style Awards are due by June 30th. So you can send in up to 3 images per category. Once again, 10 categories, straight, wavy, curly, and coily, up style or down style. And we have 2 student categories. We have student up style and student down style. Do at TextureStyleAwards.com by June 30th. We will have a panel of celebrity judges judging your first round. Oh, we didn't even get into the judges.
Wow.
We got Ursula. Yes, we've got Ursula Steven judging. We've got Rebecca Taylor. We've got Greg Gilmore of Moroccan Oil, Confessions of a Hairstylist, Jenny Strebe, Marquetta Breslin. Oh, my God, the wig queen. Janelle Seeley.
The next go round, do let me know.
You're
I'm
in.
There.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've got Kia Neal, Color King. We've got Darius Thomas. And my reason for having so many amazing celebrity judges is I'm helping you create connections so that you can have these relationships. It's not about who you know. It's about who knows you. Texture Style Awards is putting you in a position to be known by top celebrity artists in the hair industry. So they will be judging your entries at the beginning of July. At the end of July, we'll open it up for public votes. Remember, in 2021, we got 27,000 public votes. People cared. And then that gives you just enough time to pack your stuff. Meet us in New York, August 13th at SoHo at the Aveda Arts and Sciences Institute.
It gets no better than that. It gets no better than that. Monet Everett, I just want to say thank you. I mean, you're doing so many amazing things to help the hairstylists. You're like the partner, the best partner to the Hair Radio Show brand. So we are just loving it. Yes, great job. TextureStyleAwards.com. Please check it out. And certainly, please come to the classes. Be fully engaged in this. This is important, and it's for our community. And we're just so excited about it. So we love the hair community. We want it to grow, literally. So you're doing some amazing things out there. Now, anybody that you want to shout out to before we sign off this morning?
I want to shout out to all of the amazing hairstylists who know that God has more for them than to only work at the salon. Working at the salon is amazing, but if God gave you a bigger dream, know that this is your opportunity to do something new and different.
I love it. And on that note, I just want to say, we want all of you guys out there to listen out for Monet's commercial that will just be playing right here throughout the end of time, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're just so proud of all that you have accomplished and continue to do the work. We need to have you win your own award. Okay, Monet. You really do. You deserve it. So good stuff going on out there. So thanks, Monet Everett, for being with us. Outstanding.
Oh, and if you're listening, you guys should jump in the comments and tell Carrie to make sure to have me back. Maybe we can co-host a few things together.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Wins so that when a client says no on a job or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check. But what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today for the very first time on our show. Literally from the West Coast, the Midwest, from just about everywhere, all over the country. First, I have to say, we have, you guys kind of got on our radar here through Cali Braids and Ms. Keisha Moore out from California. We're going to tell you all about that. But let me just officially welcome Ms. B and Issa Simone to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hello.
Hey. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I'm so very proud to have to be any way that I can get a budding artist out there, someone who's so talented and is going to share with us all about her music. And we're just so proud to be able a little part of that on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, and that's Ms. Issa Simone. So first, I want to kind of lead on in, though. I'm going to turn to you, Ms. B, and tell us how this all came about. But first, again, I want to pay tribute to the incredible Keisha Moore and her Cali Braids event that's happening out in California. So you guys may be hearing some of this before her big event on June 4th or 2023, or some of you may be hearing a little after that. But again, we want to shout her out this morning. And Ms. B, so now I want to hear, how did all of this for you? How did you connect? Tell us a little bit about this incredible artist, Issa Simone, that you have with you. And then we're going to ask Ms. Issa Simone some questions.
All right. Well, you know, it was just an amazing connection. Issa Simone, she was already on the show for Cali Braids. And then I was announced as the MC and host. Was kind of ironic. We both have been following each other for over the years on social media. And through Keisha Moore, it just became a beautiful combination. We've been working together for like 2 weeks now and preparing for the show. And, you know, I'm just loving her vibe, loving the music. And now here we are on your show right now. And we're going to be on stage on June 4th, just performing.
Now, this has to be exciting. So I'm just thrilled. And first of all, I cannot wait to hear some of the highlights from this. I wish I were out there because I just may make a special trip to the West Coast.
You got to do it because I'm telling you.
I got to do it, Miss B. I got to do it. So listen, now I'm got to turn to this wonderful artist who's joining us again today for the first time. So I want to make sure. Issa Simone, I'm going to have you say your name for us once because I don't want to butcher it up here. Please tell everybody your name, and we got to hear the significance. So take it away, Issa, please. Issa Simone.
Well, my name is Issa Simone. I am a singer from Stockton, California, and I've been singing for about 6 to 7 years now professionally. And I'm just ready for this journey with Miss B, you know.
Miss B, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to start, you know, a new chapter with her and everything. I'm just excited. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Tell them how the name came about, Issa.
Absolutely. We got to hear that. Yes.
So the name came about, Simone is actually my middle name. And when I first started singing, I had this, I had two managers. I had a regular manager and a co-manager. And my co-manager was just like, you know what, Issa, you know, do you want to be called Issa or Issa? And I was just like, we could do Issa. Like, let's do Issa. And he was like, what's your middle name? And I was like, Simone. He's like, Issa Simone, that's it. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, that's actually beautiful. It really is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's really unique. You know, we are here creative. We're going to bring the heat to us. I'm telling you.
It sounds like it. Speaking of the heat, we got to talk about your music. So let's lead on in. Tell us one of your great songs. And we're going to get your music. So you guys just listening right now, you'll be hearing a whole bunch of it's just Simone's music right here on the show. So first tell us one of the songs or a little bit about the music part, Miss Issa Simone.
Well, like I said, I've been doing it for about 6 or 7 years now. And I don't know, I started off in church. So
really?
I started off singing in a church choir and everything. So I really love singing. It's in me. But I got a lot of singles out, and I actually kind of rap just a little bit when, you know.
Okay.
Right. Well, before I used to rap a lot more, but now I don't as much. I don't consider myself a rapper at all. I'm an R&B singer. But there is this single that I do have called Angry. And the reason why I was talking about this was because it kind of showcased my vocals, my real vocals, you know. Just the range that I can kind of go, kind of, you could kind of hear my churchiness in there.
Okay.
I mean, that's a word, but, you know.
Well, we're going to have that on for our listeners in just a bit. So you guys, because we want to hear that. So now I've got to say, Ms. B, turning to you for a moment on this. And Issa Simone, we're going to come back to you on this because I want to talk about some of that, the early beginnings and some of your folks that you, you know, that you, I know they do the comparisons. I know that, you know, the first thing folks are going to compare you to others that they've heard. And we almost can't help it. You know, Ms. B, we almost can't help it because we're always looking to, you know, something, you know, it's about familiarity. And so we know.
Ranges. I've heard her. Man, I'm telling you, she could even get on there with some Jennifer Hudson. And she actually has sung and met Jennifer Hudson. So to see them do a collaboration would be even better.
She is my favorite. I love Miss Hudson. I watch her TV show every day. I'm a big fan of her music, and we play it right here on the show. So what is it? So is she someone that you kind of look up to, and how was that meeting?
It was really nice meeting her. She's a really sweet person in real life. It was just so exciting singing for her just to – because I always like, even when me being in the audience, when it got quiet, I kind of yelled out, "I'm your vocal twin," you know, and everybody started laughing. I call her my vocal twin because I like imitating her. I love imitating her voice. It's just so pretty and just like, I don't know. I really do love Jennifer Hudson and the whole now, just especially since meeting her in person and understanding that. Just to see that she's really sweet in person as well, you know.
She seems that way.
Yeah, she is so sweet. So yeah.
Okay. Now I gotta tell everybody. I think you got on and you told everybody at the top of this that you guys were from Stockton. I think you are from.
We're in two different parts of California. She's in Stockton, and I'm out of the Los Angeles area, and we're working together. So you got the north and you got the south. I'm on the phone right now.
That's what I was trying to establish because I've heard of Stockton, and that's up north. And I myself lived in L.A., so I was in Mid Wilshire, so I know that real well. Even though I'm in New York, I remember California, L.A. area at least. So that
I'm new here because I'm originally from Detroit. So I'm gonna bring that Detroit out of here and say, "What up, though, Detroit?"
Oh.
Shout out to y'all too. You know, California is where I'm at, but you know, I always gotta make it home.
Yeah, we have a lot of fans in that area from the Detroit area, and they've been on our show, and legendary stylists and all kinds of folks. So
there you go.
Are you
familiar with Hump the Grinders?
Of course, he's been on our show.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we know everybody moving in the hair game. So I'm super, super excited. Yes, indeed. So listen, all right. Well, I am very excited about all that we're doing. And I just cannot wait to, you know, this is just day one, guys. If, you know, so let me just bring everybody up to speed. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today, two great guests joining us. We're talking, of course, with Miss B, and she is speaking. She's to our airwaves, an incredible new artist. The name is Issa Simone, that we are so, so excited about. And we're just real happy, and we're going to continue to air your music right here, and we're going to develop some other ideas and some things. So we're going to just, for you guys out there, to stay tuned, literally.
Donna Miller. Why you barely gave me anything. I plant my seed in you. Why you made sure the next woman bloomed. I laid in my bed and I cried. Why you wiped the next woman's eyes. Yeah, I told you truth. Why you fed me lies.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Hopkins, and I'd like to wish my co-host, Nicole Marie, a happy first anniversary as co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show starring Carrie Hines. Nicole Marie was discovered by yours truly, me, Michael Hopkins. That's right. And the rest, shall we say, is history. Once again, Nicole Marie, congratulations. And happy first anniversary as co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
Okay, everybody, we are live this morning. Okay, it's Thursday, June 15, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 7:05 New York time. It's our broadcast show number 866, and we're real happy to have you with us. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. Of course, we're talking about the one and only Queen of the Morning. You guys know her from Water Valley, Mississippi, Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, good
happy
morning.
Mid-show.
Yes, again. Yes, it's always chaotic here. I mean, honestly, at the studio, it is always chaotic. It sounds so smooth. When I listen back to the broadcast after we wrap at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, folks, Nicole Marie, I when I'm sitting here and I'm producing the show and we're running around like a crazy man and writing notes and putting things on our board and all of this, I said, boy, oh boy, if you guys only could see what goes on behind the scenes. Anyway, yes, but it's a joy and a pleasure that there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I feel blessed and honored that this has been instilled in me to share with all of you.
But you put your heart and soul into it every day.
Every day. Every day. And all day. So it's something
day,
I enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. And I've got to say, Nicole Marie, good mid-show morning to you. It is so great to talk with you.
Happy mid-show. Yes.
Yes.
Great.
You know,
great
June
morning.
Is just rolling on along. Yes.
It is.
But what were you going to say, Nicole Marie?
No, I'm just saying it is definitely moving along. We're already almost to the end of the month.
Yeah, it is. Today's June 15th. Yeah, 2023. It's our show number 866 as we move towards 1,000. So we are getting closer and closer. We're going to hit the 900 mark. We're going to hit the 900 mark definitely before the end of this year. So that's going to be quite interesting because our 1,000th show, we're going to try to celebrate on the high seas. Out on our trip to the Bahamas.
Cruising the Bahamas.
We're going to be
talking all about that.
Me too. I really am. This is we're talking about, in case you guys don't have an idea, we're talking about our Carnival Cruise Line trip to the Bahamas, and that's coming up in 2024. It sounds like it's far away, but it really isn't.
So exciting.
Right, Nicole Marie?
That's right.
Yes.
July 13th through the 18th, 2024.
Exactly.
We will be on the Carnival Sunrise.
Oh, yes. I'm so hyped about it. There's still time left to reserve your space. I was just talking, I believe, with Jay, who's our guest today, Jay Ellis. She'll be live, studio guest, at 8 o'clock in the 8 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock for Central Guide. But, yeah, she's going to be talking about joining us on this historic trip. So
that will be
fabulous. Cannot wait. She's going to be on it this morning, New York time. And I thought it was she wasn't live, but I think she has been live. But I don't remember her co-hosting an entire hour with us. So we're going to get the skinny from her coming up in the next hour. So real exciting today. Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, it is. Wanted to also mention that we're going to, when she does get here and in studio at 8, and again, our newly named Tina Turner virtual studio, we are so excited. We always have a wonderful studio name in honor of one of our greats in the entertainment world. I'm super excited. So once Jay gets into the studio, we're going to go live. And I'm hoping that we get a chance to do something that I would love to do, which is the talk of the morning. And so she would be our first, Jay Ellis of ellisj.com. And by the way, Jay spells it with J-A-I. So if you're looking her up on the internet, it's J-A-I. So it's ellisjai.com. So she'll be with us again in the 8 o'clock hour, and I'm hoping that we can lead off the hour with our talk of the mornings. And Michael Hopkins will be joining us in about 20 minutes or so. As you guys know, he does each day. And Michael will lead off with the talk of the morning, his talk of the morning. And then Nicole Marie and myself. We're going to have our special guest, Jay, weigh in on each of our talks. So it's going to be exciting. The first time we're really having a guest to join us, and we're going to explain all about it. In case you didn't get it all, we'll tell you a little bit more. But it's so much fun. It is so much fun. And I've got a great talk this morning. Set up. Yeah. Uh-huh. But before we get there, you know, we talk about so many things here on the show, and the world is just, as I said, it's so chaotic. And we're going to get to some of the news items. We've got a big show today. It's chaotic. And so downright scary. So I'm so thrilled that the broadcast, the Hair Radio Morning Show, inspires hope.
Yes.
Literally. Each day, this is something that we talk about. We help each other because that's the key to getting through things.
In a positive way, yes.
Absolutely, Nicole Marie. You've got to. You've got to. And,
there's so much that bombards
for
us all throughout the day. So
Start
positive and keep your focus on positivity throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that. And don't forget to keep on going. I think you talked about it in the affirmations this morning that we talked about when we opened up the show.
Can't stop.
Like Michael Jackson or somebody saying, don't stop. somebody saying
it
at some point.
Yeah.
Exactly. And exactly. Go ahead, Nicole Marie. All right. All right. We're going to have to get it on now. Speaking of music, you guys just heard a song called Anger. And it was right before that, it was an interview with Issa Simone. It's a song. That was her song, Anger, which is an amazing song. I'm going to try to get it on again before the end of the show because now you can appreciate. You'll be able to appreciate it no more.
Yeah.
I love it.
Nice song. I love
it. Folks are so talented. Yes. Woo. She has. You know, her voice reminded me of, it reminded me a little bit of Keisha, I can't think of her last name, she's such a talented young lady. She came to us a while ago, and she can sing, that's a singing lady also.
Yeah.
I'll get her name for you, because she's a talented woman also. She's out there with hit records already, though.
That's wonderful.
Let me just look her up. Yeah. So these are folks who are very talented, and I'm just grateful that we have them on our show.
Yes, I really am.
Here
we have so much talent in our community. It just needs to be tapped into. So much talent.
Yeah. Well, now you're starting to get why, folks have kind of thrown roadblocks up.
Right.
We have we're blessed with a lot of natural gifts that quite a few others probably don't quite possess. And nothing against folks, but I think that we have quite a bit of things that folks might be a little envious about here and there, because I certainly would if I, was something that somebody else had with here in the way of that kind of talent. But what I am grateful about is that for folks like Tina and Aretha and Natalie Cole and folks that we've lost along the way and many who are still here, Shaka and all these folks, that we work together, that we band together,
that we
support one another. And just let our talent keep pouring forth. That's what I really like. So, we're going to keep it going. I was thinking of Keisha Cole, by the way.
Keisha Cole.
Her voice just reminded me of Keisha Cole. I love myself some Keisha Cole. I never play Keisha Cole on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You never know that I love all these people because you never hear their songs on the broadcast. But I will definitely get Keisha on, maybe on our Friday show. So she's one of my favorite singers. Yes, with that voice. And it's Simone's voice, who's a new artist, and that was her song, Anger. We're going to get it on a little bit later. She is just super talented, along with all these folks who passed through our doors. And we're just honored.
So much talent.
Listen, now, as I said, Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk Radio, will be on with us in just a little bit, kind of sitting back, and I hope he's listening to our broadcast, and we're going to be putting him on a hot seat in just a little bit.
First,
Nicole Marie, I've got my fingers crossed. As we mentioned, it's always great that you kick off each morning with something mid-show all about inspiration, I call it. And I really do mean that. And it's Patrick Lindsay's book. I had to practice that.
Yes,
I love saying the St. Patrick Lindsay and his book, High Hope, and that you really cover it each day on the broadcast. So it's so inspiring. So this is something that we really, and you do a beautiful job of leading us into it each broadcast. So can you please, for the folks who, today's their first time tuning in, they never heard of the Hair Radio Show until today. So I don't know where they've been, but today's their first day. What would you them to know about, you know, our wonderful hope of the day? Take it away, Nicole Marie.
Terry. First of all, I just want to let everyone know that hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. No matter what we've gone through, what has happened in our past, it's okay. No matter what we go through day by day, there is always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. And the hope gives our lives meaning. So I want to share hope of the day on this terrific Thursday for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And like you said, Carrie, this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hope by Patrick Lindsay. So our hope of the day is sing your own song, create your own melody, write your own lyrics, draw them from your feelings and experiences. Sing from the heart, but make sure it's original. Cover bands have little influence on the world. What do you think about that today, Carrie?
Wow. Okay. I totally agree with Patrick's impression of that for the simple reason that you've got to charter your own path. There, I can tell you, it's not easy. It was very challenging, say, for me, because I really didn't have anybody out there that could, that really, you know, led the way for me. So when I started pursuing this in terms of especially Black Hair Promotion, I just remember there was one guy out there starting around the same time I did. And still, there was no one who did exactly what I did because there was nobody in broadcasting about hair. That didn't exist.
Right.
Now it's all over the place, but that didn't exist. So I didn't have anybody really to lead the pathway. And so it was a job I had to do myself. And so when you talk about singing your own song and kind of, you know, based on your experiences, absolutely. And staying focused, like you said a few minutes ago, Nicole Marie, not giving up, you know, just staying, going straight ahead and, you know, and nailing that, I think is the best way to, is the takeaway with your hope of the day for today on this Thursday morning. What about you singing your own song? Is that something that you do?
Oh, yes. I think that's very, very important, Gary, because we all have our own gifts and talents that we've been blessed with individually. And to try and copy someone else or do what someone else is doing, it's not going to work because that's not for you. What's for you is already in you. So you have to tap into it. And like you said, you know, you have to sing your own song. You have to do what's for you and create your own path along the way. There may be bumps in the road, but guess what? That's your song. That's your story.
Yeah.
And that's for, you know, for you to share with the world. So
and that's the thing
I totally
also,
agree with this.
Yes, and as you should, because it's really great.
I love it.
And I believe that, you know, staying focused, like you said, and I keep repeating that. Don't think about age. Because that will be a deterrent. That will be
exactly.
a block. That will be something that you, a roadblock that you put up for yourself that doesn't have to be there. So
for each and every one of
it's
us.
It's a new day. When I go back and I think about Tina Turner and her incredible words of support to everybody, and she, there's so many clips out there on the internet, you know, since we lost our loved beloved Tina, but there are so many clips out there, and she's always talking and inspiring. Her words are just that you can truly
positive.
Live by.
Yes.
Like Patrick Lindsay said, yeah, her words just keep inspiring. And,
right.
You know, and I just remember one of these clips talks about the fact that, you know, she had to go to Europe really to find success again.
Right.
She'd already been famous in America with Ike and had to go to Europe to discover after she and Ike separated her own musical voice. And they were so, Europe is very big on music, believe me. I've been many times, and they're huge on music.
Mm.
And Tina never let it, she always kept herself together. And to me, one of the most beautiful women in the world, literally.
Oh,
she really
was.
I thought she was incredibly striking. And always kept her body together. She just looked amazing. And she talked about it even one time. So, I talked about one of the clips that said that she, out of her own mouth, was talking about the clothes and, you know, the hair, and she styled her own wigs and all of that. And said that she, you know, she could dress like, you know, granny style if she wanted, you know, and then that would be, she did say all of that, and but she chose to, you know, to just bring it, and she brought it. Boy, oh boy.
She certainly did. And you know what, Carrie, what
in my
most inspired me about her is that even after everything she went through, you heard her speaking, you know, watch her interviews and so forth, you know, looking back on it now, she was never negative. She never dwelled on what had happened or anything. She was always positive, and she always was focused on what she was going to do, what she was going to make happen, and she made it happen. But she always did it in a positive way.
Exactly. But you know, Nicole Marie, there's so many folks out there, and I call them the woe is me folks. The woe is me. Oh, that Ike, you just did me wrong. I'm not going to be able to overcome this. What am I going to do?
Exactly.
I'll just sit down. Oh, I'm too old. I'm already 40. So I can't make a hit record. Nobody's going to buy it. Who's ever heard of a 40-year-old making a hit record?
Exactly.
I was already famous. She could have said all these things. Tina could have said all these things. I was already famous. Nobody wants to hear from me now. Oh.
She could have,
I don't have a manager. Nobody likes me anymore in America. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
She could have picked any number of stories and let that be her final chapter. And so what I take away from all of this is that you write your ending story. You.
Exactly.
No one else.
It's not about where you start. It's about where you finish.
It's where you finish. I agree 1,000%. And you guys already know, I believe, my own personal, what's the word, decree, or what do they call that? Your own personal words of comfort and just getting across
wisdom.
Everybody.
Is that, right.
Yeah. This. Yeah. Your words of wisdom. That's a. We'll take that. What's possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today.
Exactly. You just don't give up.
Those are the words that I take to heart.
Right.
What was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today, and I really mean that. So, you know, don't let folks define who you are. You know, and it's easy to have dream killers.
Exactly.
You know, you don't even know dream killers are walking. You know, you got some right in your own family.
There are many.
You know, when I say you're a DK, you know I'm talking about a dream killer.
I do. Stay away from
dream
killers. Do not listen to them. Stay away.
Yeah. And I really do. I keep a distance from dream killers.
Right. What's for you is for you.
From folks. absolutely, who are always negative, who everything you say, they're, you know, you kind of figure out along the way that these folks, maybe they're not bad people, but they're really judging your life through their negative experiences and purview, and you don't really want that. When you come up with an idea, you're looking for someone who's going to positively motivate you
to push you
forward.
Yeah, to make it happen.
To push you forward. Not to kick you, but every kick, as they say, is a boost.
Right.
So that's also a bad workout for you. But just remember, folks, surround yourself, as you hear me play every day here on the show, surround yourself with good people, folks who really want you to win.
Right.
And speaking of that morning, it will help you. Well, like that, there's one of the quotes I share out there, one of the memes that says that if people, what did it say? If people want you to win, they will help you to win.
They will help you
to win. That's also something to take that and keep that in mind as well. So listen, big show, Michael Hopkins up in just a few minutes. You guys know him. Again, he is the veteran advocate of the world. We call him King of Claims because he helps folks get through the claims process, being an accredited claims agent, right?
Yeah.
So real happy about that, yeah. And then at 8 o'clock, someone who I forgot, but I believe she has been on our show live. But today we have an all new appearance from the one and only Miss Jay Ellis. Again, it's J A I E L L I S. Jay Ellis is her name. Now her website, in case you guys want to go out there and check it out, just switch that around. EllisJay.com. So it's EllisJay.com. EllisJay.com, and check out her products. A little bit, she's got quite a bit there actually, but a lot more information coming up. Yeah, so I'm grateful to have her back. She's going to be with us live for the hour to co-host. So this is her first time being a guest co-host for the hour. And we've got a lot to talk with her about. The first thing I'm going to have her do is to weigh in on our talk of the morning, our talk of the morning. And again, so that's going to be fun. Talk of the morning is where the Hair Radio Morning Show hosts, in other words, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and myself, go around our virtual table talking about stories that we may have found over the internet, we may have come across in some capacity or another. And we share those with you guys out there so you can, you know, and if you have a story idea or something you've come across on the internet that you want to share with us, please do so. Real good stuff. So I'm real happy about that. And, I think this is going to be fun. And so we're going to have Jay Ellis, kick off each of those, with her thoughts on what we talk about, and Michael Hopkins and then Nicole Marie, and I'll be in the last position to kind of weigh in on some of these topics that we cover. And we never know what each person, what each host is going to share.
Exactly.
So it's always something interesting.
Yes.
Yes, and I think today is going to be just the same. I'm super excited about it, and I can't wait to hear some of these talk of the morning. It's going to be a great deal of fun, and I'm super excited about it. Now, did you happen to catch yesterday's show by any chance with our special guest? You were on it, so it was great. I don't know if you played it back, but it had our wonderful Afrolock magazine, a new part of the magazine. She was just fantastic. Patrice Jackson, our new event coordinator.
I enjoyed her. Yes. It's wonderful.
I thought
so exciting.
It was just,
I'm so looking forward to what's to come. I'm excited.
Yeah. there's so much that we're doing here on the broadcast. I really have to say it's just been gangbusters here. So
yes.
We just appreciate your support.
Yes,
and
thank
all that
you
you're
so
doing.
Much.
Yeah, you know, I've got to say, Nicole Marie, on Thursdays, it's always Throwback Thursday. And
right.
I may be the only one or the last one still doing TBT. hashtag TBT, but I'm out here.
That's okay. We have throwback every day, Carrie.
It's Black Music. We have throwback all year long. This is true.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for that, Nicole Marie. and it's Black Music Month. Nicole Marie just said, we celebrate Black music all year long every day that we're on. It's a big thing for us. And I just love some of the classic songs that we get to play. Everybody from Vanessa Williams to Toni Braxton to RuPaul to the Pointer Sisters to so many folks that we have to contribute to.
Yes.
Well, they've helped to literally frame our lives.
Right.
And so I take it to heart every day, and, you know, I'm real happy about it. So listen, big, big things ahead still in this show. Lots of things coming forward. We still got a lot more to talk about, a lot more on AfroLock Magazine to talk about.
Wonderful.
Upcoming guests, the audio book. We've got just an innumerable amount of items to cover on today's broadcast, Nicole Marie. So.
Always so much.
Yes.
Love it. And just want to remind all of our fans to always keep pen and paper close at hand, because you never know what you're going to need to jot down.
That's true.
So always
you're right about that.
Absolutely.
Now, I know that yesterday you were on the road, Nicole Marie.
Yes, on the way to Ohio.
Yes.
And we arrived here
you were
safely.
Headed to Ohio.
Yes, headed to Ohio, to Dayton.
To the Dayton area.
Dayton, Springfield area, yes, to visit family.
Wow.
So we are having
a
great time.
So now how long did it take you? How long was that trip from Mississippi?
It took us about 9 hours. And we were delayed not too bad. No, not too bad. We stopped a few times with the kids to eat and you know, get gas and so forth. But we keep it moving. We don't waste a lot of time. We keep on study on the road.
Wow. Now, have you guys, have you and Mr. Luther thought about electric cars, any?
No,
like,
not
no.
really. No.
I want to plug in my toaster, not my car. No, you
have not.
No, Dad, we haven't had that conversation yet.
No.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, I was just curious.
Always good at home and see family, but no, not in an electric car. We're not worried about that right now.
Okay. Well, it's something we'll get Michael to weigh in on all of that
too.
Yeah,
see what Michael says.
And then, coming up around 8 o'clock or so this morning, again, our special guest, Jay Ellis, joins us. We're so happy. And Talk in the Morning's coming up as well. So lots of good things. Let's take a little bit of a break. When we come back, Michael Hopkins will be joining us. And one of my favorite songs, of course, we're going to go back in. To some of the classic music, as you said, it is TBT, it's Throwback Thursday. You know
right.
I'm a huge Pointer Sisters fan. I'm such a huge Pointer Sisters fan. So I gotta get this on. It is one of my favorites. I hope it's yours. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
With your name on it. Crack it up.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know that The Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far. I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth.
Funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when...
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Keri Hinds.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
We'll be right back.
Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It's Thursday morning, June 15th of 2023. And yes, we're live this morning. It's about 7:45 New York time, 6:45 for our fans out in the Central Time Zone. Kind of been enjoying everything going on this morning. It is Throwback Thursday, as you guys have been listening. Let me bring to the line Miss Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. And also our wonderful colleague, Michael Hopkins, who is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know him from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, we're just getting to you this morning. Good morning.
Michael.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, family. Third hour down here in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. The sun is shining. Yes. The birds are singing. What more can you ask for?
All right.
We're coming up at 8. You're coming up in about 15 minutes, technically. But yeah, close enough for Michael, right? Good morning, Michael.
Yeah,
great to have you with us.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about you. Yeah. Right, Nicole?
We have, Michael.
So this is good.
I just can't remember the part when I was in the back seat of the car. And I can't remember
which stop did we stop at again?
Because I can't remember, man. I knew we stopped somewhere.
Michael.
Yeah, I was just having fun.
Riding through the mountains.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let me tell you, that was yesterday when Nicole Marie was on her road trip going from Mississippi that we talked about to Ohio. Right before the commercial break or song break. And I remember we were saying that she stopped on the side of the road. She and Mr. Luther and picked up Michael and kept right on going.
Fun stuff.
And actually, right, Michael, on yesterday's broadcast, you kind of really were right there with us, Nicole. We were with you in your journal, in your journey, in your travel.
We
were traveling
and
right
it was
along.
So much fun.
The whole way.
We were broadcasting live while you were on the road. Yeah.
Exactly. Headed through Nashville.
I've actually traveled some of those highways, going to Nashville and Memphis.
Interstate 40, Interstate 65. Going through Nashville, yes.
Yes, and I remember now because when you said mountains, that's what triggered it for me.
Yes.
That triggered it, and I said, yeah, I've been through there before. Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful country and all.
Mountains in Kentucky, yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember we were near Dollywood, and, I mean, it really was fun.
Dollywood, the entertainment complex for Dolly Parton's amusement park.
Right.
Wow.
Right. I've actually been.
That's a
we didn't
place?
Get a chance. Yeah, it's a real live place.
It's a beautiful place.
I remember because the helicopter was flying over and it said Dollywood on it. And it took me and my wife a second to think about it. And I said, Dollywood, because we were right near Pigeon Forge. We actually stopped off. There's a hot rod museum there. Me, my wife, and my son, we actually went. My son and I read about it in various hot rod magazines, but we were so close and we saw the signs and we said, "What the heck?" And we stopped off at the Hot Rod magazine, and that's when I heard this helicopter. And, you know, it's kind of an old military thing. You hear helicopters, you look up. And there it was. It was this helicopter, and it said Dollywood on it. Dollywood. I mean, it's a beautiful country.
I have a question about that. I do have a question to Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. Now, Michael, did you see Dolly Parton herself? Was she there?
No, not on this trip. I mean, the next time, if we ever decide to go back there, I'm definitely going to Dollywood.
Right. Going to be looking for.
I don't mind visiting Dollywood, but I want to see the queen herself, Dolly Parton.
Sounds like a plan
and
to me, Gary.
Yes. Now, speaking of which, Michael, this is really true, a great lead-in, a great transition to this, because one of our producers here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, one of who always helps behind the scenes, Carrie, you need to do this on the show. Carrie, you need to do that on the show. And one of the things I wanted to do, you guys know we're going to have a versus battle with music and singers and all of that.
Right.
And I thought about it. I said, well, you know, sometimes we have great songs that were made by, that were what they call covered by other music artists. And I said, you know, we're going to do something called Who Sang It Better, kind of like those folks who wear the same clothes and they have the Who Wore It Better, but we're going to have Who Sang It Better. So we're going to play two versions of the song, we're going to weigh in and decide who sang it better.
All right.
And so you kind of made me think of Dolly Parton, because Dolly, of course, sang one of her biggest hits ever, and you guys know the song. Now, do I need to tell you any further? Don't you guys know one of the biggest songs that Dolly wrote, sang, that was covered by the late Whitney Houston?
Very much so.
You know what? Turn in your card musically.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know,
can I say it, Carrie?
Oh, no.
Can I say it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, if I remember correctly, it's I Will Always Love You.
I was about to, if y'all don't know that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, I remember Dolly Parton was on a talk show way back when, and she actually talked about that song and Whitney Houston, but it was in a positive way. She said, every time Whitney sang that song, I get paid.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. When she said that, I said, really? Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Sing Whitney sang.
Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All night, all day.
See, as the writer, and when it comes down to music royalties, and I study royalty payments and all of that, when it comes down to music royalties, the publisher gets paid, the singer who sings the song, and mechanical royalties, that's what Dolly was referring to. Mechanical royalties are every time the song plays, that's when it physically, when it plays. And then it comes down to you also have royalties when the song is purchased, like a physical download or purchase of an actual record, so to speak. That's a physical sale, and that on that you get, the publisher gets money, the writers always get money, and you know, so, and the singers, of course. So that's the thing, that's why you see a lot of the artists, they go out and go do so much touring all the time, instead of having the money go to the record company, and they get little, you know, pennies from each sale. They go out and tour where they have a much bigger block. It's almost like all that money goes to the artist, so to speak. So
right.
Really good stuff. But, yeah, for us, Who Sang It Better? And it made me think of both versions. For you guys who go back a bit and love country music and all of that, Dolly Parton's version may be what you like most. It's very different than Whitney's power ballad, I call it. So, you know, we're going to get I Will Always Love You song on, and find out what you guys think. And you guys out there listening get to also weigh in on who sang it back. So we're gonna, you know, and we got a whole bunch of others lined up for you. So we're going to do that from time to time right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show as some of our fun Fridays and all of that kind of, you know, goes.
Wow.
So that's that. Talk about Pigeon. Was it Pigeon Hollow? Pigeon Ford?
Pigeon Ford. Pigeon Hollow.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Pigeon Hollow.
Oh. Okay.
I have a good question. This is true.
What's that, Hopkins?
What's that, Michael?
Now, what those that song, if I remember correctly, each one of them sang that song as a track in a movie. Now, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I remember Dolly Parton did, and I think Whitney Houston did it in The Bodyguard, didn't she?
Well, I think Whitney's song was, sure, Kevin Costner picked it out for her to sing in The Bodyguard, but Dolly's version of the song was more about when she worked with a country legend named Porter Wagoner. And when she was just music partner, and when she left working with Porter, this was the song that she sang or wrote for the, you know, to kind of, that she felt heartfelt about leaving him. And that's where that song came from. But I'm not aware that that was in a movie per se. So much, but Dolly, we're grateful for her and all her music talent.
Yeah.
I love all her songs that she has out there. I'm just a big fan. And she's also another one that's so smart. She's smart as a whip. Don't ever think that this lady is not smart. She's super smart, very savvy. And so these are folks that you should be looking at, listening to, and seeing how they carved out a career, especially, you know, Nicole Marie, I know you can relate, when it comes to, I believe, what women have had to go through. And I'm not a lady,
right.
So I don't know, but I suspect that they've had a much difficult time than men there in trying to do things. So she's very smart. And we love her, and I just, you know, she's one of our legends as well.
Oh, yeah.
She talked about Tina Turner as well, and, you know, she was a big fan of Tina's and all of this. And I just love the folks out there doing their thing.
Yeah.
And so, hey, coming up, speaking of folks doing their thing, Jay Ellis will be with us up in the next hour, coming up in a few minutes, actually. Now, what I love about this is that every time I say Jay's name, I just want to sing it. Jay Ellis, it's such a great name. Am I right? Is that not a great name?
Oh, very much so. It just has a lovely ring to it.
It does. And she just kills it, you know, and such a wonderful personality. For those of you who have not met her, I think she's a lot of fun, and this is a big, big thing. So our talk of the morning is up next, and hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of Miss Jay Ellis, and we're going to have her if she is listening out there. A reminder to press 1 once you dial on in. If you've got, even you guys listening, if you have something to say on the airwaves, you want to always press 1. That's our indication that you want to shout out to someone or have a comment, and we will get you on the air live. So just want to remind you guys of that. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio. I'm Kerry Hines. Again, it is Thursday morning, June 15, 2023. It's our broadcast show number 800. Every time I say this is such a big number. 866 today. That's a big number.
Wow.
866. Now, imagine this, guys. You know that we have at least 1, maybe 2, maybe 3, maybe 4 guests per broadcast.
Right.
So when you multiply that out times 3, we've literally talked to thousands of guests. Right here on this broadcast.
Isn't that amazing?
From celebrities,
very much so.
Beyonce's dad. Celebrities like Beyonce's dad to Dionne Warwick and Melba Moore and Tony Terry and Allison Williams, Princess hairstylist Kim Berry, Oscar Award nominee Camille Friend, who just did the Little Mermaid African American cast hair, as well as Wakanda and all of that. We're just so grateful. We really are. So we're kind of killing it here and on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and it just means so much. So listen, why don't we get ready for things right here? And we're gonna get our virtual studio all cleaned and polished for our in-studio guest this morning, Jay Ellis, who's going to be just here and doing it up in just a couple minutes. So we're really, really pleased and just can't wait to hear from her. So this is going to be fun. So are you guys excited this morning? Nicole Marie, Michael,
very much so. Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, here's one of the songs that I know she's never heard, but it's one that every so often I like to get on. And you guys remember, it's a little somber because we lost Mary Wilson, who was one of the original Supreme singers a little ways back. And her, I remember her assistant, her last assistant, was on our show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And he told us, remember that harrowing story that he told us? But it was so beautiful how he, talked all about Mary's success as a Supreme singer. So this is one of my personal favorites. And I want to dedicate this to our next guest who will be on right after. We're talking about Mary Wilson's song called Red Hot. You guys know I love this song. And I think it just epitomizes and symbolizes the incredible J. Ellis. So stay with us, everybody. Coming up right after Red Hot, it's Miss J. Ellis.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that little break. It is Thursday morning, June 15, 2023. Again, our show number 866. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star, Ms. Nicole Marie. Michael will be along in just a bit. Nicole Marie, again, happy third hour now. So we're into our spotlight hour.
Yeah,
good morning to you. Well, listen, our very next guest, our next guest is Ms. Jay Ellis, who comes to us out of the Virginia area. And we're going to just go ahead and get her and welcome back to the show. Jay Ellis, good morning and welcome
morning.
To the show. Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Yes.
I am great, and I am definitely red hot over here. I am definitely red hot.
Oh, you've been listening.
Of course.
Well, first off, what do you think of the song? You got to tell us. What do you think of the song?
I absolutely love this song.
Really?
Actually, my grandmother used to listen to this song and used to twirl around in this red pleated, like a red dress with the pleats at the bottom with her pump panty. So I am familiar with this song. This is old school, baby.
Wow.
What are you saying?
Okay. Well, you definitely, thank you. Thank you for putting it down for us. Okay. Well, then, let me just be official and deliberate in this. We're so excited to welcome you back to the live broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, it's definitely an honor. I appreciate you all.
Yeah, we're going to get into a whole lot. And we're going to, you know, before we get into it, we got you for the whole hour. You are our guest co-host this morning. And we're going to get Hopkins on as well. Because we are doing we're going to lead off with something a little different this morning. We're going to start with our actual hope of the morning, talk of the morning, Jay.
Yeah,
your hope of the day and just took it over, Nicole Marie. We're doing our talk of the morning, and I'm so excited. The talk of the morning is where we get our co-hosts, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, myself, and we weigh in on whether there's stories that we've come across on the internet, interesting things that we've seen or heard or we can comment about. And I think, and I've got one to share as well with everybody in just a few minutes. So I'm going to, but first things first, let me just bring Michael Hopkins on in. And Michael, you had a chance to chat with Jay Ellis way back when. Michael Hopkins, Jay Ellis.
Hello.
Good morning,
Jay Ellis. Good morning. Great.
Good morning. Great interview yesterday.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Wow.
You tuned in, Jay Ellis?
I did, yes. I did. I do pop in every now and then just because of my schedule. So whenever I can listen, I definitely tune in.
Wonderful.
Oh, is that not nice?
Yes.
Thank you so much for being a great support. Yeah, we appreciate it. And you both are Virginians.
One is in Northern Virginia, the other is in Southern Virginia.
Right. You're up in the Sterling area, right?
I am, yes.
right. And I'm down in the Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg area, but we're Virginians. We are Commonwealth of Virginia.
Michael,
yes,
right.
We are.
Northern Virginia.
You know, I'm always poke at him about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm loving it. Yes, because you know as well, because you have property down there. We're just going to share it out with everybody, Jay Ellis. In my area somewhere down there.
So that
is really great. How awesome.
Yep,
well, we love having you on the show. So this is so much fun. And yeah, and I'll tell you, here on the broadcast, you know, we're all about inspiring hope each day. That's what we're about, inspiration, you know, working towards great goals and all of that. And so lots of things have been popping up and cropping up in the news. The internet has just been abuzz, and I really love this. So I'd like to share some things that we have covered, and we do that in a Talk of the Morning segment. So all that we do, each of the hosts, we present something that we found, and then the rest of us get to comment about it. So it's going to be so much fun. And Michael Hopkins, I'll tell you what, why don't we start with Michael so you can get the hang of it, and then we'll ask for your opinion about what you hear, and we'll get to this on each person, so you'll fall right on in line. Our very first ever guest on our Talk of the Morning. So I'm just so excited to have you and welcome you. Yes. So again,
absolutely. Let's do it.
Michael Hopkins. Yes, all right. So, Michael Hopkins,
look it away, Michael.
You're in the starting position. Yes, go ahead, Michael. What have you got for us today? Mike always has a great talk of the morning. What have you got for us today?
Guys, my talk of the morning is something that I found on YouTube. And as you guys know, I was in the military. So sometimes there's some inspirational stories that pop up on YouTube, and I just happened to find one about the Buffalo Soldiers. And a lot of us, we've heard of the Buffalo Soldiers, and a lot of people think the Buffalo Soldiers were just back in the 19th century, in the 1800s. But the Buffalo Soldiers, the tradition continued to during World War II. And it was actually the 92nd Infantry Division of the Buffalo Soldiers. They were the descendants of the original ones. They were stationed in Europe during World War II. And the story is just fascinating because a lot of those gentlemen are still alive. They have a chapter in the Washington, D.C. area of the 92nd ID with the Buffalo Soldiers. And they were actually in World War II, and they served in Italy, and they fought the Germans. And the story is just so fascinating because they had their ups and downs. They were fighting like a twofold war. They were fighting the Germans and the Nazis, and they were also fighting against their own military at the time, because being a black unit, they really didn't want them, didn't know what to do with them, gave them poor equipment, they had low morale, you know, the race, they had all those things. But guess what? It reminds me so much of something that Nicole Marie was talking about with Carrie this morning, about the human spirit.
Yeah.
And the human spirit, it doesn't matter what people throw at you. And these guys, it didn't matter what circumstances they were in. They performed. They did their job so well that the powers that be could not help but recognize them. They could not help but give them the accolades that they deserved. And that's my story.
Good. Awesome. Well, now, our special guest, Jay Ellis, what do you think about that?
I think it's absolutely fascinating. I'm actually looking up the chapter in D.C. I would definitely love to learn more about it. I had no idea that chapter, that it even still existed. You learn something new every
very
day.
Very much, very much so.
Yeah.
Wow.
I agree. Nicole Marie, anything you want to say on there?
I love it. It's just another facet of our history. And I think it's wonderful that there is a chapter, and I'm also going to look that up as well, because that is just great to know. you know, so many of the soldiers are still living, and just to know the history, I just love it.
Exactly, and their descendants are carrying on. Oh, and yeah, and homage, this is wonderful.
You'll, when you find the chapter, you'll see a big head of a buffalo. It's a green patch with black, and you'll see it, and it's a it looks like the head of a buffalo. And a lot of people don't know that history of us as African Americans during World War II. It's so that whole chapter in the lives of African Americans is just so fascinating. It really is. It needs to be brought to light. And I think Spike Lee did
Michael, you're doing your part today.
Very much so. As an accredited claims agent. Isn't that right, Carrie?
Yes.
Yes.
I got you. Thank you so much. Nicole Marie, I agree. Great story. Okay. You're up next. What have you got to share?
All right. Well, my talk of the morning is actually right in line with what we've been talking about this morning about following your dreams. Is never too late. Just do it. Follow your dreams. And my story is I actually found it on the internet, but it's from CBS News, and it's about a woman. Her name is Joy Ryan of Duncan Falls, Ohio. She is now 93 years old, but my story is about her and her grandson. At 93 years old, she has seen every corner of the United States by traveling with her grandson on just an epic journey. Her grandson found out when she was 85 years old, her grandson found out that she had never seen the oceans, never seen the mountains or wildlife. The only thing that she had done, she had traveled with her husband to a fishing hole just to fish. That's the only place she had ever been. And when her grandson found this out, he said that because she had never seen the deserts, the mountains, the ocean, he thought it would be something that would just haunt him if he didn't intervene in some way and do something about it. So they first started out and they took a trip to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And then from there, the grandson, Brad, just did research and found that the parks were actually close to each other, all 63 U.S. national parks. And they just went on a big loop visiting all of these parks. So his grandmother had this adventure, and on this, the time, you know, they bonded with each other. He learned so much about his grandmother's life and things that she had gone through in her life, and it's just a testament to the, just an inspirational story, like I said, what we have been talking about all day on the show today. It's never too late. This woman is 93 years old. And her grandson talked about when they were in the mountains, how they hiked, and she's 93 years old, and she was keeping up with her grandson.
And hiking.
And hiking.
Wow.
Yes. I just love this story because
incredible.
It just touches on, just like, again, the human spirit, never give up on your dreams, girl power, just everything. It's all wrapped up in this story. So that is my
thing. Wow.
Today.
Wow.
Well, you know what? That's a beautiful story because you know what? I know. It's nice, right? So I actually had a client. She's since passed on, but she received her master's degree at 86.
Wow.
At 86. And she said when she first got married, she could not read. She didn't know how to write or anything like that. Her husband took care of everything. And once he passed, she actually said, you know what, she was going to, you know, put herself out there. She put herself through school and everything, the latter parts of her life. And I was just so amazed and intrigued. And from that point, I was like, you know what, you better stop sitting up here talking about, oh, well, I'm going to do this next year, this, that, and the other.
Exactly.
Like, I've never been... Yeah, you know, you have to just go out here. And I live by the whole approach that you will always reinvent yourself. If you have the tenacity to do so, it's a must that you dedicate
right.
that time and attention into yourself to always reinvent,
right.
never stop. Never
right.
stop. That's why, you know, a lot of people end up, oh, well, I've done this. I have my career, and then I'm done. Well, what else? There's so many other layers to you. What else are you going to do?
Right.
And, you know, people tease me, and they're like, well, you need to sit down because you're just doing too much. No, baby, I'm not doing enough. What else can
exactly.
I do?
Exactly.
How about
exactly.
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Always
a brainstorm all the time.
Every day.
We love it. Okay. Well, listen, in my wonderful talk of the morning, I've got to tell you guys out there, and thank you. Great stuff today. First, my talk of the morning surrounds is all about the whole blacks in media. And I'm so proud of this because it's from someone who you guys know as I think he's like a billionaire or close to it now, Mr. Tyler Perry. There
wow.
is a whole bunch of talk that he has already finalized the deal to purchase BET, Black Entertainment Television, or that he is about to purchase or finalize it. And everybody wants this, everybody from 50 Cent to, you know, to Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, they all want to buy this, you know, BET network. And I have a couple of direct connects with this because, first of all, let me go back to say there probably wouldn't have been a Tyler Perry had there not been a Mr. Shelley Garrett. Shelley Garrett was the one who created Beauty Shop movies with Queen Latifah and all that stuff back in the day, the Barbershop movies and all of that. We lost Mr. Shelley Garrett a couple years back. And I've got to say, before Shelley died, of course, he was on our show. And I'm going to play a little clip from Shelley because this reminds me of what he had to say about Mr. Tyler Perry. And then I've got, you know, my take on all of this. And I think you guys are going to I think I want to get your opinion on it. So take a listen to this. This is a short clip from Mr. Shelley Garrett on what he had to say about Mr. Tyler Perry right here on our show.
Oh, Shelley, I have to say, to me, and this is, from the fan side looking, it seems to me that there would not be possibly a Tyler Perry if there hadn't been, if there wasn't a Shelley Garrett. So is that just the way I'm looking at it? Or, I've heard other folks say that, so I don't think I'm alone in that. But tell me what your thoughts are. I know that that you have inspired him as well, I'm sure.
Well, Tyler is from New Orleans. He was living in New Orleans. When the show came to New Orleans at the Springer Theater on Canal Street, he came and saw the show three times. Now, that was before he was, quote-unquote, Tyler Perry. You know, he was not a playwright at the time. And
he certainly wasn't Madea.
Don't know. None of that. And theater manager, her name is Gail, told me that the same guy is coming to watch the show. And she said that was the third time he sat all the way in the back, and he had a clipboard and a pen with him.
Oh, that was it.
Asked him, what was he doing?
I just thought, we're back live, of course. I thought that was so interesting. That was, again, the late Shelley Garrett, who was the creator
wow.
of Beauty Shop, the movie, the plays, and all that toured all over the country.
Nice.
And Shelley, who I count as a mentor, was on our show, as you guys just heard. And I'm still great friends with Dolores, Shelley's wonderful wife, who just is carrying on his legacy. But I wanted to get that on because it speaks to who I believe Tyler Perry is. Very smart man. And as Shelley said, he sat back in the back of the theater with a clipboard and a pen. And Shelley's stage manager would come up and kind of look and see what's going on. What do you guys, and then I want to talk about the BET
you know, purchase, if you will. What do you guys, when you hear something like this, our special guest, Jay Ellis, what do you want to say to this?
What I want to say is that I know I met Tyler once. I met Mr. Perry once. I don't want to say Tyler like I know him personally, but I met him once, and he's always been very well. You know, he's always been very humble and always has paid homage to the people that has accredited his success, his you know, propelling him to the forefront of things. And honestly, I think that it's an amazing thing. We definitely need to bring back some culture to BET and get it back on the right track, if you will.
Awesome. Okay. Michael, anything? You guys just go right on in.
Wow, Carrie. You know, I love hearing that with Shelley Garrett and him with Tyler Perry, because it gives us some insight into Tyler Perry's mindset back then, before he was Tyler Perry. It gives you a whole lot of insight.
Yeah.
He had a mission.
Really did.
His mission was to learn all he could learn from Shelley Garrett. And what's the easiest way to do that? Take a notepad and a pen, and people sometimes won't do things like that. You know, I do it all the time. I don't have to be a genius.
But you know what?
I just know how. Yeah.
Yeah. How to do it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Michael. Finish your thought.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. When I'm learning about the claims process, I take out a notepad and a pen or a pencil, and I jot down notes, people's thoughts. And it helps me to formulate my thoughts. That's how I've learned so much about helping veterans.
Right.
And I love that. I love that when I see that in people.
Well, we definitely appreciate you. Well, what I was sharing with Carrie is that my brother, he's ex-military, too smart for his own good. So I definitely, the information that I was able to absorb the other day, I have passed it on to my brother, because he definitely needs to know about this information, and whomever else I can share this information with, that's what I'll be doing. So I definitely appreciate the knowledge that I gave.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Well, listen, the Best Talk Show is every Tuesday morning with Michael at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So we appreciate it. And as you just heard from our guest, Jay Ellis, you don't have to be a vet to tune in. And so I love it. So, Nicole Marie, any thoughts on this whole thing with Tyler? Now, your thoughts so far on this?
Well, I just love it. I agree with what both Jay and Michael have shared. I truly believe that we should always be students of life, and I always carry a pen and a notebook. I carry it in my purse or my bag, whatever it is I have. I always have it handy to jot down notes when I'm talking to people, something that I see, something that I hear. And I just feel like Tyler Perry, he is definitely a student of life. He wanted to learn all that he could learn from Mr. Shelley Garrett. And, you know, just knowing his story, what he shared, and he's just such a humble person. And I just love it.
Exactly.
I think it's a great, great thing.
And Mr. Shelley Garrett, in the whole interview, I just want to say, he was very positive. He wasn't hating on Tyler, who took his idea and blossomed it into Madea and all of those movies and such great success. And for me, when it comes to BET, now here's my take on it. I remember, now I'm telling you firsthand knowledge here, as if it's not enough that I could just play Shelley Garrett's interview here. You know, I do want to take a moment to acknowledge that. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we've been around this industry for going on 3 decades. And I remember when BET celebrated, this is when they celebrated their 25th. I was at the 25th anniversary, so now they must be up to I don't know, probably 35 or 40 or something, I don't know. But but I remember being right here in New York City, did a special celebration on 34th Street in Manhattan. And the man who created BET was there. So I got to see him. I didn't meet him, but he was there on stage. Kanye was there. Ludacris was there. Quite a few folks from BET at the time. Free and, I forget the fella's name, AJ.
AJ.
They used to host something called, 106 and Park. I saw AJ. I used to represent stylists. I was her hairstylist PR man, and that's how I got to go to the BET event in Manhattan. And so Robert, I forget his last name at this moment, but he is the one who created, you can Google it, he created BET, and he told us all how he created BET and sold it to Mr. Sumner, I forget his first name, Mr. Sumner, at CBS. Remember CBS? Those were the people who purchased it. And so CBS also owned, they also owned MTV at the time. And so he told us all about that. And it was just an experience I'll never forget. And I just wanted to say all of this, I'm glad that, as somebody said earlier, that BET is back in the hands of folks of color, hopefully.
Right.
But more importantly, let's do something with it that is reflective of what we
right.
deserve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just want to see videos all day. I really don't. I don't want to just see silly content. You know, I think we'll try to get some pitch meetings in with his team so that we at Hair Radio can take over the programming, because they need some help with this aspect. And we're going to try to push on through with that. So I was there. I was there.
Wow.
Should be Robert Johnson, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember
Robert Johnson.
To
because,
this day. Yeah, that's his name.
Right.
Yeah.
Because JL, it's familiar to you, his wife, Sheila Johnson, Ashburn, and she lives in Ashburn, Virginia.
Right.
They, oh, and you, yeah, you know that you know that you know, don't you, Jay?
I do know.
You know that you know that you know where she lives.
I do know, yes.
Very
don't
much.
Me
so.
Out,
well,
Michael.
We'd like to know too. Those of us up in New York would like
oh,
to know.
Oh yeah, she's
no
very, very. Yeah, I mean, she's a very
what's
prominent
so
lady
about
in the
Asheville.
Well, oh, Asheville, very prominent Northern Virginia area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Asheville.
You
I'm
North,
sorry,
yeah.
Asheville,
Michael. Huh?
Ashburn.
Right, Ashburn.
Yeah, it's Ashburn.
The
Redskins, yeah.
Well, whoop the. Washington team also has headquarters there.
Yeah, you
okay.
know
well,
Sheila Johnson here at Salamander Resort too.
Yeah.
So they all kind of hang
right.
together. Mm-hmm.
I actually trained some of the people that work for them doing security in the Washington D.C. area.
Wow!
I actually trained some of them in the actual building.
Nice.
Listen, that is amazing.
Look at
why don't we take it? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have JL tell us really why she's here today, talking about her hair products and all that she's got going on. We've just been monopolizing all her time this morning with our great content. But no, we're going to talk to Jay about what she's here to share. So we want you guys to stay with us. We got a lot more to go still on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've been having fun this morning. Stay with us.
Ooh,
we'll be right
so.
Back. Michael, Nicole Marie, wow. And our special guest, Jay Ellis. Good stuff today. I mean, boy, oh boy, are you going in? All right. We'll be right back.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
All right, we are back live. It's Thursday morning, June 15th, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. Our very special guest today is the one and only Miss Jay Ellis, and we are so proud to have her on the show. And my co-host, Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, just want to say, are we not just thrilled? Isn't it great to have Jay with us?
Oh, yes. It is wonderful.
Aww.
This morning. So happy to be speaking with you again. Yes.
Yes.
I know. Didn't we have such a good time in New York? We did.
We had a fabulous time. It was so nice meeting you and your mother. Fabulous time.
Fabulous.
Now, I got to say, Jay, and I thank you so much for coming up to our live on stage. It was the Hair Radio Show live on stage in March of 2023. Mm-hmm. And, yes, you and your mom, just spectacular. And we just love your participation. Now, you produce your own hair products. What can you tell us about your hair products? Name the collection and
they
all
are wearing
of that.
Me out.
All the good stuff.
that's a good business. It's wearing me out. It's pushing me to great potential, for sure.
Yeah.
So my newest, I'm excited to announce my newest signature line, which is the LSJ collection. It is a collection of a lace wig care kit that has my own formula of lace wigs that has since been approved to be used, you know, to advertise it as sensitive skin. It comes with the lace glue, the wax stick, the remover, and also it comes with an edge control as well. And, of course, the primer. You have to have the primer. Really good primer is what keeps those units on really well. So that and then a host of men's products. So I have the beard oil, the beard balm, the moisturizer, the leave-in, shampoo and conditioner. So those are the main products that are under the LSJ line. It gives it a more sleeker, classier look. And then the other line is the 5-Star Beauty Collection, which is a consumer-friendlier line and has the styling products, the shampoos, for hair growth, everything is geared around moisture for the 5-Star Beauty Collection. And the LSJ line is more so for the men. It is definitely for the men. I ended up changing the products under the for the men's line from the 5-Star Beauty Collection brand to the LSJ just because I wanted them to have more of a sturdier approach to when they're buying versus, oh, well, I don't want to buy from a beauty collection. You know, they don't know if LSJ is a man or a woman. So it's a unisex line. So it was some things that I had to go through in order to revamp the brand and, you know, in order to propel, because actually the LSJ line wasn't supposed to, according to my plan, but we all know that God has another plan, and his plans supersede ours.
Right. Always. Exactly.
I was not looking to do that until this year, and it actually came to fruition last year. And with that, it was a lot of work, a lot of changing, and just rebranding. But it's been fun, and it's definitely been a heck of a learning experience for me, which has been amazing. I feel like I'm way smarter now. And I think I'm a pretty smart cookie, but I think I'm smarter now. Thank you. In the business. So it's definitely, and I've been able to be blessed to have people around me that genuinely want to help, want to support, and just take me under their wing and mold and sculpt me, Carrie Hines, you know. It's been a journey.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I take nothing for granted, nothing for granted. And whenever I can help and pay it forward, that's what I do. Yes.
That's what you do. You absolutely do. Our guest today, Jay Ellis, and your website, which I love, the LSJ collection is there. And let me just get out your site. Go to www.lsj.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to spell that for everybody's benefits. E like Edward, L-L, I, S like sugar, J as in John, okay, we'll say A, Alpha, I, India.com. So it's LSJ. Not with J with a Y, but with an I at the end. Go to lsj.com,
yes,
and you will see all about her amazing products. We are so proud of Miss J. Ellis as our guest today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just even killing it. And just thank you, first of all, for playing along with us with all of these great stories that we
so
covered
fun
in the first segment of the show. You were just
absolutely
fantastic. And great commentary. It's like you're a natural.
We love
you
it.
Fit right on in.
Yeah.
You really do.
Well, you know,
yeah,
when you are amongst great company,
really
it's
do
easy to follow, to flow right on in. So I am definitely honored to even be on with you guys. Thank you.
So kind.
Oh, what we're going to do, and as we were talking, you were just talking about your products, it made me realize we got to get a commercial together of your J. Ellis products. And so in talking about, right, your, in this case, your LSJ collection, can you tell us exactly some of the benefits of the LSJ collection, why folks need to know about it and why they need to buy?
Oh, this is perfect. So the LSJ, I'll start with the lace kit, mainly because I don't know if you all remember, but I work with a lot of cancer patients, hair loss clients, in retrospect of helping them regrow their hair while we're protecting and still giving them that flawless look. My main thing is to have the health of your natural hair, you know, as much as possible. I am not God, but I do focus on the integrity of my client's hair when I'm working with them. And so it's important to be able to create products and have products that will, one, won't compromise the integrity of the hair, the hairline, and everything while we're actually regenerating and regrowing the hair. So everything for me, it's about education. It's about making the safest product. It's not always about vanity. So it's important that I was able to get that accreditation to where I could use it on clients that have sensitive skin, because most of my clients are going through, they're either transitioning to their next phase of passing, or they're coming out of chemo and radiation. And so with that, I need to be able to have a product that is sensitive to their skin, to where they can still wear these units if they want, and still have their hair afterwards while they're going through their natural transitioning of what happens when you're going through chemo and radiation. So that's the first part. And as far as the other products, and I also have a product that's Ayurvedic, so that's the only hair growth oil that's under the LSJ line that is a proprietary blend of herbs, root plants, and holistic oils. And that helps generate and penetrate the shafts of the hair. So a healthier scalp produces healthier hair. We all should know that. We should, and with people that don't know that, I educate them on that. I'm not into going back and forth, well, this is better than this. You have to have a healthy blend of ingredients in order to produce. Not all hair will respond to the same product. So if you make something that's comparable, which I've done, I believe, scientifically approved, to where you have a section of oils and herbs and things that penetrate the hair shaft and also are topical. Most oils, like the Jamaican black castor, is really great for mid-prostate hair. But most of the time, it just kind of coats the hair. It doesn't penetrate, and that's what you need because your cuticles are dry and the moisture isn't getting in, so which adds to the brittle hair and where your hair kind of snap off every time you comb it, is shedding and all of that stuff. So that's where the Ayurvedic oil comes in at because it helps counteract all of that, right? And then the men's line, it's all about moisture and keeping men with their sexy. From their skin to their beard. It's all about the sexy and the great fragrances, their mild fragrances. Nothing is so overwhelming to where it's like, well, what is that he has on? Oh, it's messing with my sinuses or something. So I pay very close attention to the scents. Everything is very hand-selected about the men's line because I know what I love for my husband to smell like. I know his beard. He has a very coarse beard. And so for him to have a sexy beard, I had to make sure that it was geared around the moisture. It was geared around the beard oil to help counteract the facial dandruff, even facial alopecia. You hit on that yesterday, Carrie and Michael, in regards to facial alopecia, which a lot of people don't know anything about. They just figure, oh, I just can't grow beard hair, facial hair or something. And so that's pretty much what it is in a nutshell, is that everything is definitely geared around moisture and catering to the health of the skin. So that's in a nutshell. I know it's kind of a lot.
Yeah. LSJ Collection. And you can get all the details by going to, and here I just want to make sure everybody has the website, LSJ.com. So, again, that's ELLISJAI.com for complete line details. Again, thanks so much. We love it. Great
thank
job
you.
Today.
Thank
I
you,
gotta
thank
go.
You.
So this
thank
is good.
You.
Now, Jay Ellis, our special guest, what's next for you?
Oh, what's next is preparing for these trade shows. So that's going to be my next added career. Is educating
yes.
people
well,
on how
I'm
to best well. Prepare for these trade shows and expos,
yes.
yeah, to
awesome.
You know, to push their businesses.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jay, you
yes.
want to come back and talk about it because trade shows are huge. And you're talking to someone who's given trade shows. So, this is something, a big area for the hair industry that really hasn't been tapped into. So I'm so grateful that, you're an expert at this. You are. You go out and you are a vendor at many of these events. You've represented
mm-hmm.
everybody from the legendary Upscale magazine folks,
yes,
our friends
Upscale.
Over there. Shout out to Upscale. Yes.
Yes.
As well as yourself and your business. And you've helped others along the way. And we want you to do a lot more of that and come back here. So the next
yes,
time you come back,
please.
We're going to talk all about the trade shows. And I think that's going to be just phenomenal. It really is. Now, today's show was
yeah.
incredible. It really was.
It was.
We had so much fun with you.
Yeah.
It just
appreciate
it. Yeah. And it just seemed like we weren't even working or anything. It was just fun.
That's
fun.
What life's supposed to be. It is.
Right? Yes. So from your fellow Virginian, Michael Hopkins, down in VA, Michael, was it not fun with Jay today?
Oh, yes, Carrie, very much so. I enjoyed it. Yes. Oh, very much so.
Me too. Me too.
I do
and
appreciate
Nicole
it.
Marie, and you two, they were two. Nicole and Jay were peas in a pod down at our event.
Very much so.
We're
so
going to work.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
it was so much fun.
Well, wait a minute.
So
you have an anniversary, right? This is your 1 year anniversary.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Wow.
Well, happy anniversary to
you.
Thank
nice.
You so much. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
It's
nice
a lot.
You
Let's
to
look at God.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Let's give flowers while
well,
we're
we
still
have.
Here. No need to
well,
shed
I
tears.
Certainly
you
appreciate
know?
It. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Listen to this. I just appreciate you guys so much. And let me tell you, it was just a wonderful show today from beginning to end. And so we're going to share it as soon as it's over at about 9 o'clock this morning, so in about another 5 minutes or so. We're going to share it on social media, so you can go to the Carrie Hines page on Facebook, and you'll be able to listen from beginning to end if you've missed any part of it. And I just got to say to everybody out there, this is a big thing. Tomorrow we're going to talk about AfroLock on Fan Day Friday. The show, our broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show airs from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more to talk about, including our big new cover reveal. Everybody's talking about the AfroLock covers on our magazine.
As
and we're going to show. We're going to talk about it, but we're going to show the Astro cover reveal and a cover reveal party that's coming up at the end of the month, like around the 25th of June. So it's going to be nice.
Nice.
And we got so much more. Yeah, so we're real excited. And Jay Ellis, you're just killing it. You've got to be one of the first that I know of with a hair and beauty collection. Of course, we're talking about Ellis J collection. And who has, you know, just, you're in two magazines at once, and I can say I've worked with both.
Yes,
of course,
yes.
Upscale Magazine and AfroLock, the brand new AfroLock magazine, our publication, and I can't wait to see the new advertisement. So we're super excited about it.
Oh,
thank
this
you.
Is going to be amazing. I look forward to nothing but a long-lasting relationship. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
I'm super hyped now. Before you go, is there anybody you want to shout out to on the broadcast today before we sign off?
You mean outside of you all? Okay, great. So
always
my best girl, my mother, my husband, of course. You know, I can't thank him enough. I keep him
great
up so many nights like, well, what about
great
these
job.
Ideas?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, just my entire family because they all help.
Yeah, they do. They are, you know,
great.
I speak to Jay often, and she's just always running, doing her thing, and just so busy, always going to shows. She's always supporting the family. I just love it. I get to live vicariously every day. I'm just enjoying this.
Awesome.
So listen, thank you so much.
I do appreciate you. Yeah. Well, you know, we did a community event yesterday. A community event yesterday, and we're also going to do the Juneteenth event out in Leesburg, Virginia at Idaley Park. So I'm doing a lot of events, community events, a lot of charity work and everything are coming down the pike by the end of this year. So I'll be working with the school systems and everything like that to, give supplies and, just things like that, Pampers, women giving back, the homeless shelters. So I do a lot of community type of work. I don't advertise a lot because what I do from my heart is what I do from my heart. I really don't need notoriety for that. But I think it's a good way to put it out there. Yeah, because we're not just sitting up here like, well, we want your money. We actually give back to the community and offer free services and things like that. So it's important. It's a must that we do that. That's how we stay grounded and we stay blessed always.
Yeah. Exactly. When you're talking to three community superstars, you've got Michael, as he mentioned earlier, he's an accredited claims agent, as you know, on behalf of Veterans Advocacy. You've got Nicole Marie, who is an elected official down in Water Valley, Mississippi, generally, although today she's in Ohio.
Come on, Ohio.
In Brooklyn, New York.
Nicole
was appointed to our community board. I'm on a board that represents over 200,000 individuals here in New York City. And I just got to say thank you. So we appreciate all that you're doing. Listen, it's time for our outro.
Great work.
Thank you all. Thank you all for being on the
Good
show
morning.
Today. Great job, J. Ellis. Thank you, Nicole Marie, Michael
Thank
Hopkins.
You so much.
Here is our outro. We'll see you back here
it's
tomorrow.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers beginning